If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And boy, oh boy, are we fired up. It is personally my favorite football weekend of the year. It is unbelievable. It's, in my opinion, the eight teams that deserve to be here. Well, I take that back. I don't know if all eight teams deserve to be here. A couple of them got very fortunate, but they're here. And that's all that matters now. I'm Ross Tucker. Played 7 years in the NFL for a bunch of different teams. He is Steve Fezzik from pregame.com and a guy you can check out over on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. He is the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. So he's one of the true experts out there, and he's got the credentials to prove it. Steve, only four games to go. Last weekend, we were both in the black yet again. Kind of interesting how it went down. We were 2 of 3 on our best bets. The best bet we lost was the Washington Redskins. We both put 2 units on the Redskins, and the Packers beat them pretty convincingly. We both lost 2 units there. Although I did say with that Redskins defense, I was a little nervous that they might let Rodgers and the Packers offense get going. That's exactly what happened. The under hit for both of us in that Chiefs-Houston game. Obviously, the Texans did not come through for you losing 30-0. But you hit not only the full game under, Steve, but you hit the first quarter under as well. Pittsburgh-Cincinnati, we both got the 2 units, taking the Bengals. It was close. We were getting 3 points. Final score 18-16, but it counts. And then the game you really cleaned up on, Steve, was Seattle-Minnesota. You know, that under 7.5 points in the first quarter and 2 units on the Vikings. You won 3 units to finish up 3 for the weekend. I was up 1 for the weekend. So not a bad way to start the postseason. If it wasn't for the Redskins, we'd both be in really good shape.
Yeah, and we're making this look far easier than it really is. So a little caveat, Ross and I have been red hot, but with only 4 games left, it gets a little bit harder. I know there's 4 games last week as well, but these lines get tighter and tighter. So we're doing our best to find the advantage sports wagering situations here, but may not be the best time to go crazy.
And by the way, we didn't grade it on the podcast, but you did take Clemson, right? And you won on the national championship game as well?
Yes, had that one all the way. Actually, to be honest, I really think that it was the right side. Alabama's defense was so gassed. How good was that onside kick call by Saban? Gutsy, and I just love aggressive play calling. I think it won the game for them.
Yeah, that was awesome. What was the line? I forget.
Anywhere from 6.5 to 7, bounced back and forth, so we took Clemson +7.
Wow, that late touchdown was huge.
Enormous, and everyone who took Alabama, of course, was complaining, oh, I had it the whole way, and it's like, well, Alabama got fortunate to get that long play to get their score, but really what it came down to, if Bama kicks a field goal at the end of the game to go up 8, I don't think Clemson gets into the end zone, but Alabama just relaxed after they got up by more than the 1 score.
Well, always want to thank Todd Bergman for grading us here on the podcast. He goes through it painstakingly detailed. We both had awesome regular seasons. We're both up now in the postseason. Let's do it, Bri.
All right, guys, let's start off. Ross, why don't you start it off? Kansas City at New England. That's Saturday, 4:35 Eastern time. Patriots -5 and a total of 42.5.
This is the game that I'm going to be at. And I think the Patriots probably end up winning by about a field goal. I'm very tempted to put a point on. You know, I'm going to put a unit on the Chiefs. Getting 5 points, I think this is a field goal game. I think the Chiefs might even win it. So I'll put 5 units on the Chiefs. No Jeremy Maclin. I don't expect him to play. Really hurts them. But the more interesting number to me is the total of 42.5. Steve, it looks like it's going to be pouring wet rain, which is pretty much the worst thing you can imagine as a sideline reporter. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that. You can deal with cold. You can deal with a lot of things. But pouring rain, pouring freezing rain, and really windy is a bad, bad recipe right there. And it doesn't look good at all. It looks like it's going to be 80-some percent chance of precipitation, windy, et cetera. It's a long-winded way of me saying, I don't think either one of these teams are going to score a lot anyway, let alone now that what the weather may be like on Saturday. Although now I'm seeing somewhere where it says rain ending in the early afternoon. So maybe there is a God as it relates to me. I'm still, though, going to take the under in this one with 2 units.
And there isn't a God for Bengals fans because they had that sort of weather. And you're right, that sort of weather really can promote unders as it did with Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. As a Bengal fan, I just felt like I was standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache, Ross. It really is. Being a Bengal fan and knowing your team's going to lose. In this game, I've got Kansas City 3 points better than an average team. The Maclin loss is huge, and I've got New England upgraded to 6 points better. I know they couldn't do anything the last 2 weeks. They didn't try to do anything. They just got tried to get a little healthier. The O-line problems concern me. But I think New England's going to come out throwing after having done nothing but playing possum and running the ball. Belichick's great off of a loss, and I've got them 3 points better, and I've got them with 4-point home field in Gillette. That puts me on New England. I'm going to trust my power ratings. 1 unit going against DeRoss on the Patriots -5.
All right, Steve, our other game on Saturday is the Green Bay Packers at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona -7, and the total is 50.
So maybe Green Bay's O-line's getting a little healthier. Rodgers looks to be out of his funk. I see this as a shootout in the desert. All these unders are partially due to cold weather and bad weather. Going to be perfect weather in Arizona. We're going to go over 50 for 1 unit in a shootout here.
Interesting. A shootout in the desert. I don't know about that. I don't see the Packers putting up a lot of points in this one. I think Arizona wins the game fairly easily, but I'm not going to lay 7 points to the Green Bay Packers. That's too much for me. If it got under that, I'd consider it. The 50, the total, did you say you took the over, Steve?
I did.
Wow. I'm going to go – I'll go the other way. I'll put a unit on the under. 50 points is a lot. I don't see these teams getting there. I think both defenses playing pretty well, so I'll put 1 unit on the under in this one, and I may even put that 1 unit on the under at betdsi.com. That is the sports book that sponsors the Even Money podcast. So if you like this podcast, highly, highly recommend you please go to betdsi. If you're going to bet, go to betdsi.com. Use the code Tucker10 or Draft10. Those are the folks that are keeping this here podcast going. So, again, betdsi.com. Been around 16 years, one of the original online sports books. Most importantly, you get $10 free, Tucker10 or Draft10. And why not use the $10 free? And you're supporting the podcast.
All right, Ross, let's move on to the Sunday games. First of 2 games on Sunday has the Seattle Seahawks at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina -2.5, and our total is 44.
Right, this is an interesting game to me. These teams have played a lot. And I'm curious, Steve, when the teams have played as much as these teams have recently, I'm curious to get your take on how much you take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's a great question. The Carolina teams, though, were so much worse in prior years, and they played a lot of close-to-the-vest, low-scoring games in Carolina that Seattle always found a way to win, like 14-9. But not that much, because it's such a different Carolina team this year, I don't think it's very significant.
Ultimately, I'm going to look at this game and I'm going to put a unit on Carolina. I think they get the win. I know the Seattle might be getting Marshawn Lynch back. And I know that Seattle has been finding a way somehow, miraculously, voodoo doll on Blair Walsh to win these games. I think it stops. I think Carolina's better. I think they're rest. I think Carolina wins. And look, I mean, 2.5 points is not that many. So I'll put a unit on the Panthers against Seattle.
Very interesting. I'm going back and forth on who really is the better team. And as far as my power ratings right now, I've got Seattle 6.5 points better than average team. Carolina 6.5 points better. But Ross, you know what? I think Seattle is the better team. And my best evidence I can give of that is that next year, when we set our season win numbers for these two teams, Carolina's going to be like 9.5 and Seattle's going to be like 10.5. So you could argue, well, that'll be next year. But it is related to how they're playing at the end of the year. I know Carolina's been the best team throughout the year. I'm not going to ding Seattle at all for performing poorly in a 10-degree, minus 10-degree wind chill in the shade in Minnesota. That's largely was my handicap, and that's why I bet the Vikings against Seattle. I expected that to cause that team all kinds of problems, and there's a long trend that road teams do terrible when they get faced with situations like that. I think it's going to be a real close game. I don't know who's going to win, but if I lose by three, I lose. So I'm going into my bag of tricks here. I'm going to play a two-team teaser. I'm confident Arizona is going to beat Green Bay. I'm going to do a two-unit teaser with Arizona from -7 down to -1. I'm going to take Seattle up from +2.5 to +8.5, and that way we can both win when Carolina finds a way to win this game by 3 or 4 points. So two-team teaser, two units.
Steve, our last game is the Denver Broncos are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Denver -7, and our total is 39.5.
So how often do you see this? You get a team that's laying 7 against a team that's better than them. And that's really the situation here. Well, they're not better than them because Roethlisberger is severely injured. And I think shoulder injuries, gosh, I've got like a little problem with my rotator cuff. And every time I try to bench press, it feels like there's a knife in my shoulder the first set. So I can only imagine he could only throw the ball 10 yards downfield, 15 yards downfield last game. I know they'll shoot him up whatever it takes with the ligament damage, but I still have downgraded Pittsburgh 4 points. I've got them 5.5 points better than average team. I'm going to make them 1.5. I think their running back won't go. Their wide receiver will go, Brown. But even with that huge downgrade, I still only have Denver 3.5 points better. And Pittsburgh has all the experience in the playoffs. Peyton Manning has a long history of failure in these games. I got to play Pittsburgh +7 and for two units. And one other note about this, when Pittsburgh with Landry Jones went to Kansas City, they're catching only 3 points. I don't think that Denver is very much better than Kansas City, if better at all. And now it's 7. And that was with Landry Jones. And I have to assume Big Ben will only play if he's better than Landry Jones or able to play better than Landry Jones. So two units, Steelers +7.
Steve, why do you think the total is so low in this game after, you know, what happened the first time these two teams played against each other like a month ago?
I think that the market, the spread and the total is telling you how injured that Roethlisberger is. I don't think he'll be able to throw the ball downfield at all. You've got a wind chill of 28 degrees in Denver, so, you know, it's partly sunny, but the cold weather does depress scoring some. And I think both teams, you know, this is crazy for me to say, but you got two teams that really are going to struggle at quarterback. You've seen Manning always struggle in the cold weather. He can't throw downfield. Roethlisberger won't be able to throw downfield. So I think that's why that total is so darn low.
Yeah, that's just really low. I'm going to put a unit on the over in this game. And if anything, it's hard for me until I know Antonio Brown's playing. I don't think he's going to, but until I know he's playing, really, really hard for me to put a unit on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the direction I would lean, though. If I knew Brown was playing, I'd put a unit on the Steelers as well, but I'll put one unit on the over in this game. Does that mean no best bets?
That is correct.
Boo.
Boo.
No best bets is a bummer. But, hey, look, that's we don't plan this ahead of time. We just do it, you know, without talking to each other right here live on the podcast. Steve, last question. Two more questions, actually. One is, are these games more heavily bet than the regular season or less?
Way more heavily bet. In fact, according to CGT Technologies, which is used to be Cantor Gaming, the biggest book in town, they will take about 8 to 10 times as much volume on one of these games as they would a typical Sunday morning game during the regular season.
Wow. Interesting. And then my other question is, what kind of bets out there are there with the Super Bowl right now in terms of the line or odds for certain teams?
Yeah, it's pretty wide open. You are looking at pretty much at like 4-5 to 1 on all the favorites, which are Arizona, Seattle, Carolina, New England. The market can't really decide who has the best chance. Arizona actually has the shortest odds of all the teams just because they have the easiest path, because they're obviously laying 7 in the game. And Denver has an easy path, but Denver is not as strong as those other teams. And the NFC is favored over the AFC, -2.5. And that makes a lot of sense, because you could make the argument that Arizona, Carolina, and Seattle are the three best teams in the NFL right now by a little bit over New England.
Interesting. All right. Well, that'll do it. Quick podcast today, but we got in a bunch of stuff, and we'll be back next week, of course, to talk about the conference championship games and more. We're going to dive into some other subjects next week as well. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.